The National Transportation Safety Board this afternoon left no party unscathed when it adopted the final investigation report on a deadly Amtrak derailment south of Tacoma. The wreck in December 2017 killed three train passengers and injured more than 60 others. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The NTSB detailed failures at every level that it said led to the derailment during the inaugural run on a new, faster routing alongside I-5 between Seattle and Portland. Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt went easy on the locomotive engineer, who failed to slow the speeding Amtrak Cascades train before a sharp curve.
We all make mistakes. And so we have to allow for that mistake and put in place redundancy so that when somebody does commit a human error, that mistake is trapped before it becomes consequential.
Sumwalt said the engineer was let down by Amtrak, which he said provided insufficient practice on the new route. He was let down by Sound Transit and the Washington State Department of Transportation, who decided to start service on the new line without having an automated emergency braking system in place or some other risk mitigation. Amtrak and its regional service partners want to return trains onto the tracks adjacent to I-5, but working through the dozens of NTSB safety recommendations make that unlikely to happen anytime soon. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.